Welcome to topic 12, and we'll consider the final features of poor coaching. The 11th feature is fault finding. New procedures or suggestions are criticized and found to be weak. This is done for a variety of coach-generated reasons without adequate scrutiny or assessment or even comprehension of the factor being involved. The overall result of this is no change in coaching. Essentially, the coach uses verbal skills to argue the way out of having to effect a change, that is, to stifle progress. The next factor is athlete relegation. This occurs when athletes are considered to be of lesser importance to the club, officials, and/or the coach. This is where athletes perform for some other purpose, that is, they are instrumentalized. The environment is not athlete-centered. Other issues detract from the focus and/or energies of the coach. A high degree of athlete-centered activities is essential for athletes to achieve their sporting potential. The second last factor, for want of a better name, is called cold feet regression. It illustrates the insecurity of the coach for trying new behaviors as opposed to persisting with old coaching content and practices. The final factor is the it's the government's faultism factor. This usually exists in countries where government funding for sporting performance is readily available. When athletes fail, those failures are blamed on agencies for not providing enough money. This is despite the fact that great athletes are often nurtured in adversity and deprivation, particularly from underdeveloped nations. This does not deny that money helps, but it should not be used as an excuse for not engendering performance improvement in athletes who are willing and motivated to try. On the control page for topic 12 is a list of bad coaching qualities. If you see any of the characteristics or activities that are described there, you will know that you are not viewing a quality practice. This is another way of listing factors that one should avoid if the desire is to be an effective coach. This workshop has discussed a number of factors, a number of activities, and a number of coaching behaviors that are necessary or should be avoided if one wants to increase the effectiveness of any coaching endeavor. This completes topic 12 and completes the workshop.